BJ.
Hi, BJ. This is Alex from Four Spice Houses. How are you
Yes,
today?
ma'am. I called you the other day.
Yes,
Look,
and
yeah.
I'm returning your call.
Right. What I called you for is that you I kind of jumped the gun there because you and I talked and I was gave you a month, another month to do this thing.
Oh, about the extension?
Yeah, the extension, but on the contract you said you got up there to August 8th, and then you got another line saying a reasonable you extended it past that, and I tried to back up the thing. I'm giving you guys, I just want to let you go, I'm giving you to August 8th, okay? I'm not giving you any additional time after that.
Yes, sir. That is actually just like the usual template that we use for the addendum, but the set a closing date is actually August 8th, for the
Okay,
extension.
that's fine, but you said in a reasonable term, I don't have it in front of me, but in a reasonable term after August 8th, and that's what I read, and I printed that contract off.
I see.
Because I'm because you know, I got people wearing me to death on their property, but I'm not
Right.
gonna because you were so nice. I said I'm gonna do it again to another month, but I ain't going past August 8th. That's what I wanted to. When I pushed that button and I saw that, then I said, let me call you right back and let you know. No, I'm not going past August 8th now because you guys had a long time to do this thing.
I understand, and like what I've said, sir, we have the funding. We are actually just paperwork with our partners, but we are actually just trying our very best to close it as early as we can. I'm
Yeah.
hoping that it's going to be prior
Now, if you
August
have a
the 8th, but
contract,
you know.
now if you're working on it, and you have a closing, I could go out to August 8th. But you guys still debating because you know I do a lot of closing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know the process. You know what I mean? Now if we got a closing date set, then I go past August 8th. But if you guys still trying to work on what you're trying to do, I'm not going past August 8th. You follow me?
Yes, sir. I understand your concern. I hear you. And like what I've said, we are just trying our best to close it as early as we can or as soon as possible. But you know, we've already asked an extension of additional 30 days. We just
Right.
really need a little bit more time to like fix the paperwork with our partners and with the lenders. So.
Right, that's on your end, but what I'm saying is when you and I talk, I said I give you because of you, I give you another 30 days.
Yeah.
But if you look at the contract, I gave you the 30 days, but you had an addendum to that.
Yes.
That's it.
That was the extension.
Right. Well, the extension is to August 8th. But if you look at the next line, and I don't have it in front of me now, but if you look at your next line, it's saying
I know
August
what you're
8th,
saying. Yeah.
or what?
I'm
Yeah, that part I don't agree with.
okay. Well, like what I've said, so it's actually like part of like you know that when you set an agreement to usual, we usually have like this template that we send to our clients, our sellers. So I mean, I can go ahead and try to see what I could do, but like what I said, like what I can guarantee you is we're trying our best to close it as early as or actually not
I
later than
understand
August.
that, but I'm just saying from my perspective. I understand y'all trying to get the. I understand that, but from my perspective, August 8th is the date that you and I talked about.
Right.
That extra line was not what we talked about on the
Okay.
contract. And if you look at the very first contract you have, that extra line was not in there.
Are you not comfortable on like having that
Well.
verbiage in the addendum? 'Cause I
I don't like
can.
that. because if I end up selling, I got people want to buy that house now. If I end up, I gave you a couple of, so I'm giving you guys, because you're a very nice person.
Thank you.
A little extra time, but if the wording that I see is what's reasonable extra time after the August 8th, and that could be any type of time. That could be any time. What's reasonable could be another month.
Right. I hear you. I get what you're saying.
I disagree with that part. I should have looked at it thoroughly, because when we talked, you said you need a little more time, and that's what I gave you. But that extra line legally could obligate me to let you guys continue to do it legally.
I understand your point.
And that's what I called you back right after you sent me the contract, and after I printed it off and I saw that, and I said, whoa, let me get this clear. Okay.
I understand your point, and, you know, I acknowledge that we should really get this close. Like what I've said, we already, requested an extension. It's just a matter of us, fixing the paperwork on our end, and we are really working our very best to close, of course, not later than August the 8th. You know, I can go ahead and give you an update every week just for you to, have that assurance.
No, you don't have to give me an update. All I'm saying is August 8th, if I don't hear nothing then I just want them to have my rights to go on the seller, give me a seller to somebody else. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Well, I'll definitely take note of our conversation for today, BJ, and truly appreciate you raising that.
So, at least we know,
of course.
Right. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for taking my call. And if you have anything else, feel free to, you can text me back or call me back.
Where are you located?
I'm actually working offshore. Our main office is in Ashland, VA, but I'm here in the Philippines, physically.
Philippines. That's a long flight. Woo.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, all right, now, just make a note on it, because I told these people that I got a family that I could turn you guys on to if you want to, but that wanted to buy that house. But I'm giving you a chance, because I signed a contract on a little while back, and I'm giving y'all another month.
I appreciate
The guy who came in there, he was even interested in some of my mother's antique furniture in that house, you know. So he was a nice guy.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate that. And then about your other property, your other concern about, you said you have 121 and then 119 Grand Street. Our team is still running the numbers, so, you know, we're going to go ahead and give you a call in case that you wanted to, hear an offer from us to know about the property. So.
That's fine.
All righty. Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you very much, BJ, for taking my call, and you have a great, wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.